We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. ESPN did a thing where they ranked all these position players over like a 12-day span. They did edge rushers, defensive tackles, off-ball linebackers, cornerbacks, safeties, interior offensive linemen, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and offensive tackles. So today I want to look at their rankings for the top quarterbacks. And the bottom line is they got voters to give them the 10 best players at a position. They compiled the results. They ranked candidates based on the number of top 10 votes, composite average, hundreds of interviews, research, and film study. They had 50 voters submit a ballot on at least one position, and most of them did all positions. So they basically came up with a top 10 plus three extras that were honorable mention. So the number one rated quarterback was Aaron Rodgers of the Packers. He's got four MVPs. He trails only Peyton Manning with five for the most all time. A lot of people think he'll still dominate even without Devontae Adams. The voters blame the defense on him not having more championship rings. He led the NFL in total QBR at 69.1 for the second consecutive season in 21. And his 72.2 QBR in the pocket also was tops in the league. One coach in the NFL said about Rodgers, quote, late in the down with pressure, he won't always take risks. On certain plays where he's throwing the easy completion on a smoke route and it's a critical moment, you're thinking, is he really trying to win? Whatever the hell that means. Bottom line is Aaron Rodgers gets his team to the playoffs. They win the division. They go to the postseason. And they either get it done or they don't. And usually they don't. They blew it against the Niners last year in the snow at Lambeau, which was laughable when you think about it. Everybody and their brother thought they'd win that game, including me, and they didn't. They got their ass beat. The second half, he did absolutely nothing for the Packers. He got owned against San Francisco, and that's all there is to it. Patrick Mahomes was ranked second from the Chiefs. Obviously, he's a badass. One NFC executive said, I'm not worried about Patrick. He's proven himself. When you have an elite quarterback, you can lose pieces around you and still make it work. Tyreek Hill is just a receiver. So most people think he's going to be fine without him. We'll see. Time will tell. He's averaged nearly 300 passing yards per game since 2019. That's second overall. And his 101 passing TDs during that span ranks third. After four straight seasons of 8-plus yards per attempt, Mahomes averaged just 7.4 per attempt in 21, and his air yards per attempt fell from 8.2 in 20 to 7.0 in 21. One executive said there did appear to be a hangover from the Super Bowl, and the Buccaneers showed you can pressure them and make things difficult for Mahomes, making him scramble around and cover the deep ball. He doesn't always want to check it down, but he's good enough to overcome all of that and just has a special ability to make plays. Obviously, it's going to be interesting to see how this guy does without Hill, but he's still got his big tight end, Travis Kelce, who always gets it done for him. But absolutely none of his wide receivers are ranked in the top 10 in the NFL, according to people that think they know. I think this is going to be a huge proving year for Mahomes to see if he can do it with a whole new offense, basically, new receivers, and we'll see what his defense does for him. But it's going to be interesting to see how he adapts without Hill. Number three is Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. He's 25. Last year he was ranked fifth, so he's moved up to third. Everybody talks about Allen's improved accuracy. His completion percentage rose from 52.8% in year one to 69.2% in year three. A lot of credit goes to Brian Daboll, the new Giants coach, for putting him in situations to make him successful. Plus, he had Stephon Diggs to light it up. Everybody talks about Allen rushing. 422 rushing attempts since coming into the league in 2018, including 122 rushes last year. He's 6'5", 240. Everybody says he can handle that type of rushing and pounding, and I'm not sure you can keep that up. One NFL exec said, you worry about him staying healthy. They run him a lot and off design runs too, and it takes it like the wrong way in terms of like how long can you keep that up longevity wise taking a pounding running the ball. If he gets hit with the wrong shot and he's out a while, he's such a great athlete and so big and strong. That's why I get why they do it, but is it smart? Is he eventually going to get lit up and not be in the lineup for the Bills? If they lose him, they're done. Of course, everybody and her brother is betting on the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC and the Super Bowl this year. Let's not forget that. Before camp opens, the Bills are favored to win it all. And obviously, it's because of Josh Allen and their defense. Tom Brady is ranked fourth from Tampa. Of course, he came out of retirement again. And he's the end-of-game player. He's the last shot in hoops guy. Ball in his hands. Wouldn't take anyone else with the rock at that point in a game, obviously. That's what executives are saying about him. The Buccaneers think he hasn't lost a beat. And his off-season regimen helps him maintain his arm strength. And what he does in the pocket is unbelievable. He led all NFL passers with 75 completions of 20 or more yards last year. Everyone thinks that he's got that incredible, legendary feel in the pocket and pre-snap instincts, reading Ds, and that he's still as sharp as ever. One guy said, you still need Brady's mind to make it all work, the Leftwich offense. His ability to manipulate defenders with his eyes, anticipate, and throw with location is still the best in the league. Last year, Joe Burrow was honorable mention. He didn't make the top 10. Now he's number 5. He took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. He's 25. One NFL offensive coach said, I hate to compare him to anybody like Brady, but he might be the closest thing to Brady. What, did he take 9 sacks in that playoff game against Tennessee? He didn't flinch. He hung in there. He's just got a toughness about him and the ability to think through a game. Burrow still went 28 of 37 for 348 yards against the Titans in their 19-16 division round win on the way to the Super Bowl. Burrow had the NFL's highest completion percentage over expectation, 6% last season. He also completed 15 passes, gaining 40 or more yards, tied for second in the NFL, and his 8.9 yards per attempt were the most among all NFL passers. On passing plays last year, Burrow was contacted 18.6% of the time, 7th highest in the NFL. That talks about how tough he is. So Matt Stafford won the Super Bowl. Last year he was 6th. This year he's 6th. He's 34 now. Stafford produced 6,004 yards, 50 touchdown passes through 21 games, regular season and playoffs, en route to his first Super Bowl title and ring. His 18 completions going for 40 or more yards led the NFL during the regular season, and his 0.18 expected points added per dropback ranked 2nd in the NFL. He did tie Trevor Lawrence for the league lead with 17 picks, and his 2 picks in the Super Bowl were bad. An AFC coordinator said he always had a great arm, always accurate, always moved well in the pocket, better athlete than you think. The physical stuff is in the better part of the league. Then you combine that with how smart he is. He's seen it all now. He trusts his arm more than he should sometimes, but that's being nitpicky. Number 7 is Justin Herbert of the Chargers. Last year he was ranked 9th, now 7th. He's 24. I mean, this guy can throw bombs. He's thrown bombs 61 yards in the air, 63.8 yards in the air. His 65.6 QBR last season was number 3 in the NFL behind only Rodgers and Brady. Since entering the league in 20, Herbert has the 2nd most completions, 839, and attempts, 1,267, along with the 3rd most passing yards, 9,350. He also ranks 5th in touchdown passes with 69, and his 25 completions gaining 40 or more trail only Matt Stafford. Bottom line is, the Dolphins are haunted by passing on him. They took Tua at 5 over Herbert, who was number 6. Russell Wilson is ranked 8. Last year, he was number 4. He's 33 now and playing in Denver for the Broncos. His worst is better than most with... He's still better than most. So 65 touchdowns to 19 picks over the last two seasons is 7.8 yards per attempt. Last year ranked 5th overall. Most people think he needs to get rid of the ball quicker. He's got to improve in that area. He got sacked 179 times over his last 62 games. Number 9 is Deshaun Watson of the Browns. He wasn't ranked last year. He's 26 now. He got a fat deal, but he's got all kinds of problems with the NFL, waiting for Sue Robinson's decision, the independent arbiter who's going to rule on his suspension. Watson has the 4th best QBR and 3rd best completion percentage in the NFL, and he threw for 48, 23 yards, 33 TD passes, and 70.2% completion percentage in 2020. That's the last time he played in the NFL. Number 10 is Dak Prescott of the Cowboys. Last year he was 7th. He fell to 10th. He's 28 now. Prescott had the 4th most passing TDs in 21 with 37. He ranked 4th in the NFL in completion percentage with 68.8%, and his QBR from inside the pocket was 65.5. He's 53-32 as a starter since coming into the league. So that's the top 10. The honorable mentions who didn't get ranked were Lamar Jackson, Derek Carr, and Kyler Murray. You gotta love the quarterback rankings.